And there it is, part of an orange and green plastic chain that crosses Jersey. It doesn't need any gimmicks to hook you in. It doesn't need any, no way, you're not gonna miss the chance. You won't want to leave because it's got what you need. Donuts, freezer dogs, ham sandwiches easily microwaved, the important snacks, Funyuns, yes, hard pack Camel filters, and the essential Big Gulp. A gulp which makes you look smart on the beach with every other chump drinking $1.50 liter of Boardwalk Coke while you're drawing from a larger no-ice container scored for 39 cents at the 7-Eleven on the boulevard a block away. Many people online here, the chilly home slice cashiers usually being the slowest, the maintenance of cool and later for the goofy smock, all right with me because the old biddies of day shift whisk you and your purchase out way too fast. And it's the only place to be while breaking from your grimy summer toil. And most anyone on that line, anyone glad to be there that is scratching the hair curling from sweat on their neck, scratching an ankle smothered by droopy sweat socks and work boots, looking past the reflection in the all-glass exterior to the waiting hot car. No. No emerging sweaty in shorts and basketball t-shirt from work and slipping into freezing air condition of highway White Castles and the battery acid sodas, only to wake with summer sore throat in the morning. No, from 7-Eleven, the air-conditioned transition is more like a glide into cold shower and sleeping wet. And in the morning, on the desk, finish that strawberry fruit pie you bought last night. Last night, they were playing oldies from the Wolfman. I love you, Wolfman. Okay, bye, in the store PA. The counterman was supposed to be blocking down the cookie aisle and was reading DC Comics instead. Later, he's thumbing through Jackie Suzanne and popping around the Lucky Star, thinking whenever he gets out of this place, he'll be able to throw down for real. There's nothing to do in my town like any other town, your town, and the young blood punching Judy's in the Metallica shirts are in the lot where Rock lives, drinking Pepsi, of course. It's 3 a.m. and they're rapping to the cop, who's not glaring at them from like in a late-night diner's corner booth, but is instead a new mustache 23-year-old and having a real cool time for himself with these kids. At 3 a.m. in filthy August, this is the bottom of the world, but not a sad place to be. The crowd here is no particular place to go, but no particular ambition for the summer either, save for newer kicks and maybe a parkway romance. And so what if there's no greater dream for living their lives? So what if someone else designed the roads and diners and they could never learn to do it? For them, it's work, work, work. But nothing counts so much right now as a paper orange bucket of post-war sarsaparilla and no ice. Perfect contentment as in punk tough Dee Dee soaking in delirious applause with arms raised in a V on stage like Hitler to acknowledge complete Ramon greatness. John Keats, you can't sing of these prefab dumps, aluminum urns, but if the designers of diners and roads drop their bomb right now, they bake like clay and die not with boots in their mouths like a little prince, but sucking on straws and enshrined with extreme content in the macadam. I predict these urns and this plastic will be immortal, like the Beach Boys and Honeymooners are immortal, straight to the moon, and wheel my car back onto the dying, steamy streets. Chop, chop,
chop, chop.
Oh.
salts and peptides.